Well, joining us in the studio once again is Dr. Seth Moore. He joins us regularly. He's the wildlife biologist with the Grand Portage Band of Lake Superior Chippewa. Thanks for coming in, Seth.
Thanks, Kara. It's good to be here again.
Well, one of the things that we've talked about off and on is a Minnesota Department of Health study that showed elevated levels of mercury in Minnesota, especially North Shore newborns, and they received a grant to follow up that study, and they're moving forward with that. And I understand that you just had a fish mercury meeting.
Yeah, I just came from a meeting with that group and with the researchers in charge of that. And so I thought this would be a real good opportunity just to talk a little bit more about that study and the fact that this study is starting. So maybe we can just start from the beginning. Just like you said, there was a previous study done that found that that blood mercury levels in infants were fairly high in northeastern Minnesota. And the belief is that that's a result of a diet high in fish. And so just like you said, Minnesota Department of Health has gotten a follow-up grant to look at blood mercury levels in primarily women of childbearing age to evaluate whether or not that's a result of a diet high in fish, and also to be able to implement changes in those women's diet to see if we can track blood mercury levels declining without any other health costs.
Okay.
So we met, and it looks like the study is going to begin January of 2014. The next year is going to be spent in preparation. There'll be trainings conducted, and there'll be some education and outreach materials put together. And then there will be a recruiting phase. And I think that the goal is to find 500 women of childbearing age in Cook County that will participate in this voluntary study. And there will be some incentives provided to participate in this study. But the study will require some blood draws to look at mercury levels. I think two different blood draws over the course of a year period, and just some questionnaires on diet and what possible sources of mercury might be in those women.
And the Grand Portage Tribe is participating in the study?
Yeah, we are an active participant in this study. It will be occurring through the Sawtooth Mountain Clinic, the Grand Portage Health Services Center, and also through the Cook County Hospital as well.
Okay. Well, let's go back and talk a little bit about mercury and why it's of concern.
Sure. Mercury in people in this area seems to be coming from a diet high in fish. And fish in northeastern Minnesota tend to be high in mercury. And we think this is partly because of the geology that exists here. There is some natural level of mercury that gets into organisms. But much of the mercury that we are seeing in our fish is from atmospheric deposition. And so this is primarily coming from coal-fired power plants and also from mining operations. And it's deposited through precipitation and ultimately is picked up by things that the fish eat. And so the fish in this area are very good at accumulating mercury. We tend to have long-lived fish. And the fish that people like to eat are also predatory fish. And predatory fish pick up mercury from the things that they're eating and accumulate it. And so when people eat fish, they're accumulating mercury as well.
Should people avoid eating fish?
Wow, that's a really good question. The short answer is no. Fish is a very healthy thing to eat in terms of a diet. Fish also provide omega-3 fatty acids, which are good for reducing cholesterol levels and also good for brain tissue as well. But people should be aware of the type of fish that they're eating, where that fish exists on the food chain, and the frequency with which they're eating fish. So our general recommendations are really to avoid large predatory fish because they're accumulating mercury at the highest rates and have the most mercury in their flesh. So, you know, for example, a 36-inch lake trout would probably be off the charts for mercury levels just because of how old that fish is and how long it's been accumulating mercury. But there are some other fish that might be good choices. You know, some of the lake herring species or cisco species are short-lived species. They also eat food that's low on the food chain, and so they might be a good source of both omega-3 fatty acids and also low in mercury as well. Mm-hmm. And so the ultimate result of this study is going to be to make recommendations that enable people to eat fish, but also give information on what fish choices might be the best to make regarding mercury as well.
Do you ever see mercury levels going down in fish in the future? Is this something that we can address?
Well, I don't know the answer to that. It's really interesting. The EPA implemented mercury pollution controls a few decades ago. And so there are parts of the United States where atmospheric mercury levels are dropping, where mercury levels are starting to decline in biota. In the Lake Superior region, that hasn't been the case. We actually appear to be seeing an increasing trend in mercury and fish, and this is cause for serious concern, certainly from our department. That's why we're tracking mercury levels in fish, and I think that's partly why we're undertaking this study. We really need to do some detective work on what these sources of mercury are, and honestly, we need to hold industries responsible for making sure that they meet the mercury emissions standards, because what's happening clearly isn't working.
All right, we're talking with Dr. Seth Moore. He's a wildlife biologist at Grand Portage, and we've been talking about fish mercury levels and an ongoing project with the Minnesota Department of Health to look at fish consumption here in Cook County. They'll be starting it in 2014 and looking for 500 women to take part, women of childbearing age. Is there anything you wanted to add about that, Seth?
No, I really look forward to this project starting. I think it's going to be very informative for us, both in terms of environmental management and also in human health as well. So I'm really excited. I hope that we can find the 500 women of childbearing age that we need. It's going to be a fairly broad age range that will be recruited. And it also will be looking at women not necessarily with an intent to bear children, just within that age range. That's what's going to provide the most information for the study.
Okay. Well, before we let you go, can I ask you if your daughter Hannah has given you anything to share with us?
Yeah, I have a piece of trivia that's regionally relevant, maybe not this time of year, but I learned that only female mosquitoes bite.
And doesn't just one of them make a noise too? Only one of them buzzes?
Apparently only female mosquitoes that make the annoying buzzing sound as well.
All right. Well, say hi to Hannah for us and invite her back down to see us one of these days.
I will sure do that. Thanks, Kara. Bye-bye.
Bye.